Dispersal order leads the police and fire roundup. Emergency services reported a range of activities in a busy week. Social media posts about a possible car meet led to police placing a dispersal order over Chelmsford and Braintree in the run-up to Easter. Acting Inspector Graham Thomas said, "We use these orders in a considered and proportionate way to make sure they are targeting antisocial behaviour and allowing people to go about their daily lives. We will not tolerate dangerous driving in any part of Chelmsford and Braintree, and our officers will be out in the community from Wednesday evening for 48 hours and over the bank holiday weekend to make sure drivers are behaving safely and responsibly." A 67-year-old Kelvedon man has been arrested on suspicion of attempted murder following an incident outside the Bell Inn at Fearing on Good Friday when another man was seriously injured. The victim, in his 30s, is currently in hospital in a life-threatening condition. A police spokesman said, "We are working to establish the circumstances around how he came to be injured and at this stage believe he may have been involved in a collision with a vehicle in the car park." A 22-year-old Witham man has been charged with attempted murder following an assault in Chelmsford. Liam Amadi of Snowdrop Close has also been charged with affray and possession of an offensive weapon. A Witham man in his 40s has been arrested and released on bail on suspicion of gross negligence manslaughter following a falling to his death at a factory in Shoebury. The ambulance service, including an air ambulance, attended, but sadly the man died at the scene. Officials of the Health and Safety Executive are carrying out an investigation. A woman in her 70s died at the scene of a single vehicle crash which closed the A120 near Dunmo for 4 hours on Wednesday, March 27th. Police closed the road in both directions while emergency services, including an air ambulance, worked at the scene. Police raids on car washes, garages and a restaurant in Maldon and Chelmsford led to 11 people being arrested on suspicion of immigration offences. Two of those arrested have since been released on bail and others have been passed to immigration officials for questioning. A Braintree man who thought he was sending naked pictures to an underage teenager was in fact linked with paedophile hunters who reported him to the police. It led to Paul Harris of Hyde Farm Corner appearing at Chelmsford Crown Court, where he admitted to engaging in sexual communication with a child and causing a child to watch an image of sexual activity. He was sentenced to a year's jail, suspended for 2 years, while undergoing treatment with the probation service. Three raiders armed with a hatchet and crowbar robbed Haybridge Co-op shortly before it closed for the day. They stole cash from the till and smashed wine bottles, but no one was injured. A 77-year-old woman had her purse stolen while packing shopping into her car at Morrison's supermarket in Witham. Black wallet purse contained more than £250 of cash, bus pass, a photo of her late mother and her house keys. Police said she has since arranged for the locks on her home to be changed. Maldon man Keith Wright was sentenced to 4 weeks in jail on Maundy Thursday after admitting theft from a motor vehicle and two counts of vehicle interference. Police believe he was accompanied by another man at the time of the attempted break-ins along the town's Cherry Garden Road and are now appealing for CCTV footage, which could help with their investigation. A man was left unconscious with a broken nose after being assaulted at the pub in East Street in Braintree on Sunday, March the 3rd, at about 10:40 p.m. The victim was said to have been approached by a man before he was punched in the face. Now the police have appealed for information on the attacker. Two fire crews dealt with a blaze at a derelict house in Burnham Road, Southminster. Firefighters from Burnham and Tillingham were involved, together with a drone and an aerial ladder platform. Police have appealed for any witnesses to a robbery at the Co-op store in Silver End on February the 14th. A masked suspect holding a metal baton entered the premises just before trading ended for the day, demanding staff open the till. He left with the entire till drawer and cash contents.